And somebody saw that old bag or something. Yeah.
But they do say.
Dog.
I heard my brother use skank the other day.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that's a new one on me.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
She was a little skank. What about if a boy comes home from a date and he's got lipstick all over his shirt, his little brother catches him and said, uh-huh, you've been...
naked.
Okay, all right. What about if this situation, the boy asks the girl to marry him, but she doesn't want it, and you say she did what to her?
Turned him down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But she didn't turn him down, maybe they went ahead and got...
married.
At a wedding, the man who stands up during the ceremony with the groom, you call him the...
best man.
Okay. What about the girl or woman that stands up with the bride?
Maid or matron of honor.
Around here, did you ever hear of any kind of ceremony that went on after a wedding? Not the reception, but say if a couple weren't going on a honeymoon, and a lot of people would follow them back to the house, and they would just start carrying on, and it maybe got a little out of hand, like they'd shoot off guns and make a racket, and maybe play tricks on them, stuff like that?
I haven't heard of that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of having a chivalry or a serenade?
Mm-mm.
Say if there's a party going on and it gets out of hand and one of the neighbors calls the cops and they come over, they don't arrest just one person, they arrest the
whole party of people.
Okay. Say if a club or somebody in high school rented the gym and hired themselves a band, you'd say they're having a
bash party or something like that, dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What about this expression? Say if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's when the children get out of school, you'd say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
Ends or dismisses.
Okay. Or say if it's during the summertime when school hasn't been in session,
mm-hmm.
and somebody wants to says toward the end of the summer, well, when does school
close or end? Begin?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. What about if a boy leaves home and he's supposed to go to school, but he never gets there on purpose? You'd say he did what?
Ran off, I guess, I don't know.
Okay. Played hooky, would you?
Oh, okay. You played hooky.
Or what if during school you decided you didn't want to go to class?
Just skip a class or cut class.
Okay. And the person goes to school to get an
education.
Okay, and after high school, some people go on to
college.
Okay. What about after you get through with play school or kindergarten, you go into the
first grade?
Mm-hmm. And in school, every student has his own
desk.
And a room full of them, you have a lot of
desk.
Okay. Some buildings around town. If you wanted to check out a book, you go to the
library.
Okay. If you wanted to mail a package, you go to the
post office.
Right. And if you had to stay overnight in the town?
Hotel.
Okay.
Motel.
All right. If you wanted to see a movie or a play, you'd go to a
cinema or let's see, a play. You'd go to a I don't know where you can go for a play.
Yes,
theater. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Movie theater, too. I forgot about that.
All right. What about if you were very sick, you might have to go into
hospital?
Yeah, and the woman who looks after you is the
nurse.
Okay. And if you wanted to catch a train in town, you'd go to the
depot, I guess.
Or the
railway station or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Here in Camden, where you have the courthouse, you'd say that Camden is the
county seat.
And the way that the